Most people want some fairly simple things from their politicians. They want their lives to be improved. They want to have easier lives. They want to be more comfortable. They want better things to happen. And they want security in terms of their sort of economic future. So I suppose an interesting question to ask your MHK would be very much, how are you going to improve my life?
Those are the very simple questions that can throw people. So it's a good one to chuck out there. But it does beg the question, you know, to what extent can ordinary politicians improve people's lives? Do politicians here and in the UK, for example, do they actually oversell their ability to transform people's lives? And does the answer lie with the people themselves? Do we expect too much from our politicians?
Yes, and having been a politician, yeah, I think it's pretty clear that the public do expect too much of their politicians. That's not me sort of trying to get a cop-out for politicians. But one of the things certainly I found was, probably most frustrating thing I found, was how little influence you have over many of the most important factors. So things like, you know, the potential new tax rates, globally accepted tax rates, there's not an awful lot the Isle of Man can do about that.
No.
Government ministers, chief minister can go and visit people in Gladhand and all the rest of it, and they must. But ultimately, if the UK decides it's going to impose some new tariffs on goods exported from the Isle of Man, there's very little that the Isle of Man is going to be able to do about that. Likewise, if there's a crash like there was in 2008 as a result of problems with oil, then again, the economics of the world are going to impact on how things work on the Isle of Man. But there are things you can do as a politician. You know, there are things that can be improved. Government can choose not to continue the age-old tradition of wrapping more and more red tape on every part of the economy and public life. Perhaps the other side to this as well is how, having told your constituent how you're going to improve their lives, how are you going to communicate that with them?
Yes, and I think we're still in the personal contact, I think, has always been the most important, the impression I get, and the being available for a face-to-face meeting. Maybe social media will eventually replace that, I'm not sure.
And I suppose the other aspect to that is turning up at events. I mean, I always took the view that I would try to get to as many events as I could in the constituency. But if you're doing your job as a politician, you haven't got time to turn up to everything. Mm. You know, you, particularly if you're a minister, you know, you're pretty much tied to the work in the department, and getting out for the luxury of being able to go to a coffee morning or a concert or whatever it might be.
And this comes to the divide between local and national responsibilities. And if a member is perceived as being too active on the national or international stage and not paying attention to the home patch, then they can lose their job.